Mom, can I go see the stars?
Tessa looked up from her small workbench and down to her even smaller daughter.
I can't take you now, baby, she said.
She nodded toward the cleaner bot she was trying to coax back to life. I want to finish this before your Uncle Ashby calls. Aya stood in place and bounced on her heels. She'd never in her life been still, not while sleeping, not while sick, not while she'd grown in Tessa's belly.
I don't need you to go, Aya said. I can go myself.
The declaration was made boldly, laden with enough self-assurance that Tessa set down her screwdriver. The words, I don't need you, made a part of her shrivel in on itself. But then, wasn't that the point of being a parent? To help them need you less and less? She turned to Aya and considered. She thought of how deep the elevator shaft to the family cupola was, how easy it would be for a bouncing, almost 5-year-old to slip off the bench and fall a full deck down. She tried to remember how old she herself had been the first time she'd gone down alone, but found she couldn't. Aya was clumsy, as all people learning their bodies were, but she was careful too, when she put her mind to it. She knew to buckle her safety harness on the ferry, to find an adult if she heard air hissing or metal groaning, to check for a green pressure light on any door before opening it. Aya was a kid, but a spacer kid, and spacer kids had to learn to trust themselves and trust their ships. How would you sit on the bench? Tessa asked.
In the middle,
Aya said. Not on the edge?
Not on the edge.
And when do you get off of it?
When it gets to the bottom.
When it stops, Tessa said. It wasn't hard to picture her daughter jumping off while still in motion. You have to wait for the bench to stop all the way before getting off of it.
Okay.
What do you say if you fall?
I say, falling.
Tessa nodded. You shout it real loud, right? And what does that do?
It makes it turn off.
It makes what turn off? Aya bounced and thought.
Gravity.
Good girl. Tessa tousled her kid's thick hair with approval. Well, all right then. Go have fun. Her daughter took off. It was only a few steps from Tessa's table at the side of the living room to the hole in the center of the floor, but running was the only speed Aya knew. For a split second, Tessa wondered if she'd just created a future trip to the med clinic. Her fears gave way to fondness as she watched Aya carefully unlatch the little gate in the kid height railing around the elevator shaft. Aya sat on the floor and scooted forward to the bench, a flat, legless plank big enough for two adults sitting hip to hip. The plank was connected to a motorized pulley, which, in turn, was attached to the ceiling with heavy bolts. Aya sat in quiet assessment, a rare occurrence. She leaned forward a bit, and though Tessa couldn't see her face, she could picture the little crumpled frown she knew had appeared. Aya didn't look sure about this. A steep, dark ride was one thing when held firmly on your mother's lap. It was another entirely when the only person taking the ride was you, and nobody would catch you. Nobody would yell for help on your behalf. You had to be able to catch yourself. You had to be able to raise your voice.